Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, Dr. Shawanda Faye Watson, for another episode of Unpacking Family Secrets God's Way. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hear what the Lord has to say. And, of course, you know we are coming against incest. Incest is a killer, and this is one of the things that the enemy uses to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we're going to go into detail about what the Lord has to say about incest. And of course, as we go on through the episodes, we'll be talking about the family dynamics of incest and why families don't reveal this hidden danger that's, you know, embedded in the family line. Okay. And also why victims don't speak out. Okay, so we're going to go through in very detailed investigation. And of course, we're going to be warfaring and praying and interceding on behalf of those victims who are still suffering on a daily basis. On a daily basis, suffering. Okay, so I'm going to go before the Lord in prayer. Because that's what we do. We give honor to the Most High God because He is almighty. He is loving. He is caring. He is generous. He is patient. He is long-suffering. He is forgiving. He is the one who delivers us. And so we're going to just go before the Lord. And if you will, go before the Lord with me. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise your holy name, Lord. We're coming boldly before your throne of grace through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, acknowledging you for who you are, the amazing, the almighty God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus for our Savior, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God. We thank you for the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is Lord and Master of all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. The blood will never lose its power. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love, your peace, your joy, your strength, for being our best friend, our confidant, the one who makes a way out of no way. And we thank you, Father, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for using your fire to burn out everything that's in us and around us that's not of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, right now, and we ask you to forgive us. Forgive me, Father. Forgive my family, our ancestors and forefathers. Forgive the people who are listening to the podcast. If it's not for them, but it's for another family member, Father, we ask you right now to forgive us of all known and unknown sins, iniquities, and perversions we've ever committed against your holy word. And I renounce right now every evil and wicked word that we have ever spoken over our own lives, and also that others have spoken over our lives and destinies. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, take control of me. Holy Ghost, have your way right now. Speak to the hearts of the victims. Speak to the hearts of the family members of the victims and survivors right now, because we're not keeping this a secret anymore. We thank you right now for giving the voice, the victims' voices back. Give them back what the enemy has stolen for years in the mighty name of Jesus. And in Jesus' mighty name, we pray we bind up backlash, sabotage, retaliation, setbacks, revenge, and delays for the prayers that have gone forth. And I speak blessings over the hearers of your word, all of you, Father, none of me. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. So if you do not have anything to write with or to write on, I will pause for a moment so that you can get that. If you want to get, something to drink or something like that, just get comfortable because this is some hard and the heart words and things that we're going to discuss. All right, I'm pausing now. All right, so we're going to talk about what incest is, okay? Because a lot of times people don't want to talk about even just, you know, what it is. And so incest is a sexual relationship between close relatives, which includes, but it's not limited to, parents, adoptive parents, siblings, half-siblings, aunts, uncles, in-laws, grandparents, cousins, and other family members, okay? Because these are people who, because they are so close in relation, they can't even go to the courthouse or before a preacher and get married because it is not allowed by God's word, okay? It is not allowed in society, but of course it takes place. And it is one of a family's best kept secrets, you see? Best kept secrets, but it's one that kills, steals, and destroys the victims. And so we're going to go into God's word because it's very important that we know how he feels about it, what he says about it, and what can be done to correct it. Okay? All right. So I was trying to find some statistics about, you know, the numbers in regards to how often incest takes place. Well, it's kind of hard to find those numbers because most of the victims do not report it. And I was one of those people who I'm a survivor of incest. Okay. And the Lord has healed me and he's delivered me and set me free. And he's given me my voice back. So that when I speak, I'm speaking to help, you know, people who are still struggling. You know, I talk to women often, and then, of course, I hear about other women, how difficult it is to even have relationships, you know, because they're not secure in who they are. That security was stripped away when they were children. Okay, and teenagers, right? And so it's just hard to trust. And of course, even when you think that you're all right, you're really not, okay? Just because you're able to hold a job and go to college and, you know, get degrees and, you know, you're successful in life, that does not mean that you're not suffering from the things that happen as a result of incest. And I'm proof of that, okay? And so in Leviticus 18, verses 6 through 12, the Lord talks about relationships between family members in detail. And so chapter 18 of Leviticus has several scriptures in it in that regard, okay? So in Leviticus 18, 6 through 12, the Lord says, "None of you shall approach any blood relative of his to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father, that is, the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You are not to uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness." Now, then he goes into detail about the nakedness of your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born at home or born outside, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for their nakedness is yours. the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, born to your father, is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's blood relative. Okay? So this is Leviticus 18, 6 through 12. And he talks about not uncovering their nakedness. Okay? When he says that you should not uncover the nakedness of your father, that is the nakedness of your mother, because the husband and the wife, they are one, okay? When they get married and they say, I do, and they're pronounced man and wife, they are one in the sight of the Lord, okay? So if you uncover the nakedness of the father, then you're also uncovering the nakedness of the mother, because they are one. And fathers should not be uncovering the nakedness of their daughters. Mothers should not be uncovering the nakedness of their daughter, okay? And vice versa. You should not be uncovering the nakedness of your son, whether you're the mother or the father, okay? Sisters and brothers should not be uncovering the nakedness of each other. You see? Because they have the same father, they have the same mother, but one of the parents, even if they have different mothers or different fathers, there's a parent that is common to both. Okay? Even adopted children, you are not supposed to uncover the nakedness of adopted children. No one. Grandparents should not be uncovering the nakedness of their grandchildren. Okay? Uncles, cousins, none of that. No family member, okay, should be uncovering the nakedness. You see? And so the Lord does not agree with incest. He does not condone that. You see what I'm saying? So, and also he discusses it in Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy, okay? And not only is incest wrong, it brings on a curse. So, for example, in Deuteronomy 27, verse 20, the Lord said, "Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt." And all the people shall say, amen. Okay. And then he said in verse 22 of the same chapter, "Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother." And all the people shall say, amen. Okay. You see? Incest brings on a curse. It does not matter if, you know, people have property, okay? All right? Someone in the family has to step up and say, enough is enough, you know, and let the family, if you're in contact with that person, it should be well known, hey, this happened to this family member because we found out and we caught them. Okay, we caught them abusing this child or this teenager. You see what I'm saying? Or we saw these two siblings, you know, sleeping together. Okay, somewhere, somehow, the secret, okay, this curse has to be broken. And so it follows. It can follow in the, you know, the family members in the bloodline, okay? And people are trying to figure out, where did this come from? That's because curses pursue, okay? Most people don't understand that. Curses pursue in the family lines, you see? So it can be generation after generation after generation and hit different parts of the family line, but that curse is still in pursuit. You see what I'm saying? So in my family, and I have to talk about me, I only have permission to talk about what happened to my mom because my mother gave me permission. But I'll talk about her situation and also allow her to speak on what happened to her as a child later on in other episodes, okay? Because everything is hush-hush. This thing that kills, steals, and destroys is hush-hush, and it's incest. It is incest. It's wrong in every way, shape, or form. It does not matter if, you know, families have come into agreement and agreed yet that this is okay. You see what I'm saying? It does not change the fact that the Lord is in disagreement with it. Okay? It does not matter. And you have people who have ended their lives. You have people who are in insane asylums, you know, mental hospitals, okay? As a result of being raped and violated by another family member. This is not a game. Do you understand? This is serious business, but it's something that people don't want to talk about. You know, myself and my brother, one of my brothers who was deceased, okay, was also sexually abused by family members. I was sexually abused by my father and other family members. And then my brother was sexually abused by one of the female cousins in our family. You see? So, and, you know, it's just, you have to be careful about where you leave your children. I understand that people have to work and, you know, things of that nature. But sometimes you have to consider, okay, if the children are in school from 8 to 3 or 8 to 3:30, and then, of course, they have aftercare until about 5, okay, or 5:30, then you should be trying to find a job within those same hours so that when you get off and they get out of school, you are together with your children, okay? Because you know, these days, especially when everything is so sexually hyped, even in commercials, you know what I mean? If you have someone whose mind is not right, whose mind is not on righteousness, whose mind is not holy, okay, then that's a place where the devil does his work. You know what I mean? They can entice them and influence, okay, their behavior because they're not strong enough in the word of God and righteousness to say no, okay, and do things the proper way by, you know, if it's a man, by, you know, dating a woman and then marrying her. And if it's a woman, by dating a man and marrying him. You see what I'm saying? But if a perverted mind set, okay, an evil heart is the type of person who does not care. And my family members and my, you know, those who abused me and my brother did not care about us, okay? You could talk about, oh, I love you all through the family. You know what I mean? Even at family reunions, everybody talking about something, I love you. That's a lie. You know what I mean? If love is the, and you know, if the price of loving me is to violate me, then I need you to hate me, okay? Please hate me, you know? That way, if you hate me, you'll leave me alone, right? Okay? So, you know, I when I was growing up and the Lord revealed to me that my dad started sexually abusing me when I was 16 months old, okay? So normally babies who are 16 months, of course, they have just learned how to walk and everything. They've got a good balance on things. They may be saying, you know, one word sentences or something like that, cup. Water, you see what I'm saying? And so they're learning. And so, but even though I was 16 months old and I'm learning, that does not mean that I should have been brought into contact with my father's private parts, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't even talk right. I don't even know how to pronounce my name good. Of course, I wasn't saying Shawanda, okay? If I was saying anything, it was Faye. But there was no reason, no explanation as to him, you know, violating me at an early age, okay? All the way up to the end of sixth grade, going into seventh grade. So that's how long, you know, that's a lot of years to be violated, all right? And so I knew as a child that I would use this. I would be helping someone because it was just so much coming from more than one family member, you know? And I knew, and so I had to, the Lord was helping me, even as a child, get ready and get a heart to help someone who would need help to thrive in life. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's victims. You think that you're the only one. And that's the thing that the enemy uses, because you can't talk about it. And if you talk about it, you don't know if these people are going to believe you. You don't know if you can trust them, okay, to help you. All right. You don't know if they're going to just leave you after the conversation and go just start talking and just put you out there. OK, you just don't know what is going to take place. But I am going to help as many people as I possibly can through Jesus Christ, because, again, it is not about me. OK. It is not about me. It's about making sure that those people who are stuck and they don't know that it's okay to keep your legs closed. You see what I'm saying? You know, body parts to yourself, you know, that no should be the response when you have someone who means you no good. But because you feel good when you're around them, you know, they took you out to eat or they bought you this little gift and you feel like you're obligated, okay, because you want to feel good again and you want to feel like somebody loves you. No, that's just to get what they can get and then they move on, okay? So you, as a person who's trying to live a life after abuse and specifically incest, should not be the sample that is given to everybody. Random sampling, okay? They come by you, they sample. They come by you, they sample. They come by you, they sample. No, you should not be the option that's open 24/7. No, ma'am, no, sir, okay? And the reason I say no, sir, is because boys, teenage boys, and men have been violated. Do you understand? Females violate men. Men violate them as well, okay, as little boys, you see? So it goes both ways. You have abusers who are male and female. So don't get caught up in just thinking that it's just the men who are violating children and teenagers. No, women violate children and teenagers as well. Okay. I want to make sure that you understand that it does not matter about the gender of the abuser. Okay. It doesn't matter about the age of the abuser. Okay. Because you have children now abusing other children. They're acting out because based on what has been done to them and what they have seen. So incest is a nasty thing. Okay. It is disgusting. It is degrading. But it has to stop. And the Lord is giving a voice to the victims. Okay? So, one of the things that will have to take place, and I find that this is the most important invitation that you will ever receive in your life. Okay, your soul depends on it. Your spirit depends on it. Your body depends on it. Okay, And that's the invitation to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so, you know, I received Jesus, but I didn't know him. I didn't trust him, but I was singing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And this is true, but I still did not believe it because I felt like I was disgusting. I was nasty. Who would love me? And when he confirmed that whenever I made a mistake, he would still love me, that was all I needed. That was all I needed. You see what I'm saying? So I live for Jesus. I live for Christ. I live for my Heavenly Father. Do you understand? The Holy Spirit is everything to me. Everything to me. And when I mess up, I make sure that I ask the Lord to forgive me and help me and clean me up, okay? So if you are ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, one who loves unconditionally, and one that sometimes as victims we get mixed up with the people who abused us. No, he is a loving father. He's nothing like my father who abused me, but he said he loved me every time after he abused me. Okay? Jesus loves me and he loves you. And so if you're ready to receive him as your Lord and Savior, just try Jesus. Okay? Repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I come before you now as a sinner. I have not lived my life according to your holy word. I messed up over and over and over again. But I'm asking you now to come into my life. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I accept him as the master of my life. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Ghost. Make me a new creation. And if I die tonight, heaven would be my home, because I have received Jesus as my Lord, Master, and Savior. I say bye-bye to the devil and praise the Most High God for his salvation. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So if you pray that prayer, welcome to the royal family, because the Lord God Almighty is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you are his child. I thank you for listening to the podcast today. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. I also ask you to share it with survivors, with victims, because every Friday, a new podcast will come out. Okay. I'm also going to start doing the YouTube videos as well. And I will let you know when the first video will be posted. And of course, it will be under the title Unpacking Family Secrets God's Way. I will also put that on my Facebook page. I'll be setting that up for the podcast as well as Instagram. So we are allowing the Lord to use us to help, because there are so many people who needs to know that they can thrive, not just survive the aftermath of incest. I have my book, God's Love Broke the Chains of Shame, is available on Amazon, okay? And I'll be talking about that as well, going through the book to discuss that with you, all right? So if you have any questions, feel free to make a note of it in the podcast, all right? I will be setting up other things, other avenues of communication in that regard. But until next time, I love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye.